You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
A dominant day to cap off a dominant week for the Americans. Welcome to the Ryder Cup tonight on Westwood One. I'm Will Haskett, and for the next half hour, we will break down the historic win at the 43rd Ryder Cup. The Cup has returned to the United States. And joining me for the next half hour, a man who was on the call all week. We previewed it to begin the week. We wrap it up to end the week. He is PGA Tour veteran Mark Carnevale. Carney, we knew it was a dominant team. I don't think we knew it was going to be the most dominant performance in the Ryder Cup since Europe joined in 1979, but that's what we got when it was all said and done.
Yeah, pretty impressive, Will. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I know we talked about it earlier. On paper, you looked at it. Yes, they should be dominant. They should win the Ryder Cup back and put it in the hands of the U.S. But as you know, and anyone that follows sports knows, it doesn't mean if it looks like you should win on paper, you have to go out and execute and perform. And I think that was one of the most impressive things to me is that these players, all these players on the U.S. team, went out and performed. I think it was a huge event for the U.S. team. It's only going to make the European team work harder, but it certainly was great to see all the smiles, not only in the players but on the fans and everyone that's followed this. And you know, it's going to continue to go that way. And now, will U.S. win every event? Probably not. But I think they, with the young players and sort of the continuity they've created, that's certainly going to help them continue to be competitive every time this event is held.
Let's check the Ryder Cup scoreboard, sponsored by Fidelity Wealth Management. With Fidelity Wealth Management, your dedicated advisor will work with you to create a personalized plan that can adjust as your needs change. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. The United States began the day 11-5, a six-shot lead, which historically had never been overcome before. They needed just 3.5 points, Carney, to get it done. They succeeded at that, and then some. 8-4, they went in singles today for a 19-9 final score. The 10-point margin is the largest since the Ryder Cup went to its modern format in 1979. It surpasses multiple performances of 18.5 to 9.5 that we've seen from both sides. A 10-point dominant victory. And you mentioned the rookies. They went 14-4-3 this week for the United States. And Steve Stricker assembled this team. He had 6 captain's picks. He brought this team to his home state of Wisconsin, and everything fell into place. And afterwards, Steve Stricker spoke with our Carl Paulson.
Steve, I know you're an emotional person. I'm not going to try to get you emotional, but tell me how this feels.
This is unbelievable to do it here in Wisconsin. You know, with all these guys, my family's around, this team came together this week. It was an unbelievable experience the last 3 years, but really the last year and the last couple months especially, it's been a great ride.
In the opening ceremonies, you looked out at the crowd and you said, these are my people. Your people showed up in droves. How proud are you of these people and to be from Wisconsin?
I mean, this is they get behind their people. They get behind their teams, individuals. They're there all the time, and they showed up in numbers this week. Hopefully they had a great experience. They provided a lot of support for us, and we appreciate that of them, and just hope everybody had a good time. And this is a special place in Wisconsin. I mean, Herb Kohler was kind of the pioneer when it comes to golf courses to bring people in from out of the state. And so a lot goes to Herb, too, for getting this put on here in Wisconsin.
A lot of new blood here on this team. That's a good sign for the Ryder Cup for years to come for the United States.
For sure. And they come with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of game, right? They got a ton of game. I mean, I didn't see any of these rookies, so-called rookies, back down to anything. So they come with confidence and their willingness to do something, anything they need to do for the better sake of the team. And I knew I had a special team when 2 weeks ago I had a practice round and they all came. So it was something that they came in with a mission for sure.
Well, I know that everybody here is proud of you. We're proud of you. Congratulations, and enjoy it, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Carney, so much emotion, obviously, from Steve Stricker to get this done. He's now a President's Cup victorious captain, a Ryder Cup victorious captain. The last time he played in the Ryder Cup was the miracle at Medina, which his team lost. A lot of satisfaction for Steve Stricker, who delivers the Ryder Cup back home to America.
I've known Steve Stricker, Nikki, his kids, his family for a long time, and what a great family and what good people. And they do so much in their community of Madison, Wisconsin, where they live. And Steve took this to heart. He took this responsibility to heart. And obviously with the pandemic and having to extend it another year, I remember talking to he and his wife earlier this year and saying, are you ready for this to be over? And they kind of said, well, no, not really. I mean, yeah, it's a little longer than they expected, but they've embraced it. And the emotion doesn't surprise me at all, but you could be happy for him because he took it to heart. He took this responsibility and went with it and created a plan that he believed would work, and it's worked. And all the players have bought into it, and they know and appreciate what he's done and all the other vice captains have done, and they showed their appreciation through their play this week.
He now joins a list that includes Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, most recently Davis Love III, and Paul Azinger as victorious United States captains. Wherever your golf journey is headed, let's get you there. You can find your PGA coach today at pga.com/coach. Coming up next, we relive the day in singles and how the Americans clinched the Ryder Cup in 2021. You're listening to the Ryder Cup tonight on Westwood One. Welcome back to the Ryder Cup tonight. The United States victorious in the 43rd playing of the Ryder Cup by a final of 19-9, the greatest margin in the modern era of the Ryder Cup matches. Will Haskett with Mark Carnevel. And Carney, when this day began, it was a foregone conclusion the United States was going to win because we'd never seen a team come back from the margin, the deficit that the Europeans faced. But crazy things always seem to happen. So before we got these 12 singles matches started, what was the pathway for Padraig Harrington's team if they were going to shock the world?
Well, certainly the first four or five matches, they had to put the blue flags up because you get that momentum changed. I mean, had to be some positive trend there. And, you know, Rory did win the first match, but the U.S. team and the players right behind them, 3-2, 3-4, 5, I mean, they dominated. And at that point, there's just really no path to it. And it was just a great start for the U.S. team. They got off to hot starts early on that front nine, and they never stepped back.
All right, we know how we got to the final score, but what did it sound like? What happened in those 12 singles matches? First match out, Rory McIlroy for the third straight Ryder Cup got the first spot for the Europeans against Xander Schauffele, who was having himself one heck of a rookie performance in this Ryder Cup, but it was all Rory. He snapped a five-match losing streak in the Ryder Cup. He won the first off of a short miss from Xander Schauffele. Rory would win the fourth, and he never trailed, winning going away 3-2 in that match. It was early blue on the board, but then things really changed with the third match out. Scottie Scheffler, the American rookie, drawing Jon Rahm, who had been virtually unbeatable, untouchable all week, and Scheffler got off to the perfect start.
Scheffler to take the early advantage over Jon Rahm from 4 feet away. One last look at the hole. Back and through and in. Scheffler wins the first over Rahm.
He would win the second. He would win the third. And then was just playing with the crowd when he played into the fourth.
Scottie Scheffler, 3 up, looking for more. Hitting his second shot into the par four fourth. And he gets a sensational shot. Scheffler hits that right behind the hole, and that's a kick in. What a start by Scottie Scheffler. Already 3 up in his match on Jon Rahm, and he'll get another one.
He went 4 up at that point in time, and while Rahm tried to get some blows back on the back, it was Scottie Scheffler continuing to answer the bell, and the match wouldn't even get to the 16th.
Couple little practice strokes, sets the putter behind the ball, spreads his feet, re-grips the putter with his left hand, last look, pulls the trigger, tracking towards the hole, and right in the middle. That is a U.S. win for Scottie Scheffler, a 4-3 victory over Jon Rahm. What a well-played match today. Jon Rahm just didn't make the putts he needed to.
That was a defining win for the Americans. It put the first point on the board for the United States Again, a day where they just needed 3.5. But to do it against the number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler, taking out John Rahm there on the 15th green, that was a tone setter that led to a sea of red on the board. Shortly thereafter, Patrick Cantlay would put the next point on the board. It got started for Cantlay sluggishly. He was down one after two, but rattled off 4 straight hole victories, including at 6.
The putter's back. The ball trickling down toward the cup. He buried another one. We've played 6. Patrick Cantlay, 3 up.
He put his hand to his ear, asking the crowd to make some noise. Maybe the most celebration we've ever seen from Patrick Cantlay.
He was animated all day. Shane Lowry would rally in the match, winning 10 and 12. But like the Americans have done, they just had the answers on the closing stretch. Cantlay won 14. He won 15. And then in good position at 16, forced Lowry to try and pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Chipping for birdie at our par 5, 16th hole. I think this needs to go or the match may be conceded. The Irishman puts that on the green, working up by the cup. It's going to miss on the right-hand side, and that is it. The birdie has been conceded for Patrick Cantlay. That goes down as a 4-2 win, a full point for the Americans, and another jewel in the crown for Patrick Cantlay in what may well turn out to be his career year.
Hard to disagree with Fred Albers on that call. The Americans were 1.5 away at that point in time. Match number 4 of the day, Bryson DeChambeau against Sergio Garcia. Garcia was game, but Bryson DeChambeau just had all of the shots and flexed some serious muscle after driving the green at the first.
Twos generally win par fours. This is 30 feet for eagle at the first after driving the green. Bryson strokes that up the hill toward the hole. This has plenty of pace on it, turning from left to right. Just needs to stretch, and he got it!
Bryson DeChambeau tips the cap, gives a little whack on the arm. That's a 2 at the first to go 1 up on Sergio Garcia. There's nothing the Spaniard could do.
He would never trail in that match with Bryson DeChambeau. So the Americans get points at match 2, match 3, and match 4. DeChambeau closed it out, a 3-2 victory on the 16th. So the Americans were 0.5 away. It would come from match 5, but it took a while. Colin Morikawa and Victor Hovland, good friends from their days battling in college, went back and forth in a match in which Hovland led early. Morikawa won 4 holes in a row on the front. They seesawed back and forth, and then with needing just 0.5 point, Morikawa delivered arguably the shot of the tournament on 17.
5-iron for Colin Morikawa. They try to hold this against the wind a little bit. Certainly one of the best iron players in the game these days. This is the way, this high up in the air, this out to the right, wind now working it to the left. This needs to go a lot further left than where it is. Needs a good kick. It gets one onto the green, down the slope towards the hole, at the flag stick, working back, getting close, inside 3 feet, maybe a little closer than that. What a shot for Colin Morikawa. This match tied at the 17th. He could clinch the cup for the United States.
Absolutely, because a win there would put him 1 up with 1 to play, guaranteeing the Americans the 0.5 point that they would need. Victor Hovland would miss a long birdie putt that left the stage clear for Morikawa to clinch it.
Morikawa to win the 17th from inside 3 feet, back and through and in.
And Colin Morikawa's birdie here at 17 clinches the Ryder Cup for the U.S. team. The 2-time major champion will now be part of a Ryder Cup champion team.
Colin Morikawa brings the cup back to the United States. The clinching half point with a scintillating approach shot at 17.
And credit to Victor Hovland, he would go on to win the 18th. That match finished all tied, but the half point was assured for Colin Morikawa, who after clinching the Ryder Cup for the United States, spoke to NBC.
Overall, I'm just very happy. You know, I love what I do, and I'm very thankful to be here. All 12 of these guys on my team, you know, including myself, we just wanted to represent the U.S. as best as we could, and I think we did a pretty good job.
So, Carney, Colin Morikawa, one of those rookies that accumulated some 15.5 points this week for the Americans, but top to bottom, when you have 9 of the top 11 players in the world, it's really hard to not lose this thing in singles.
No question, And just for him to, you know, have the clinching half point with that beautiful shot at 17. I mean, the young man has 2 major championships now, a member of the Ryder Cup winning team. Pretty impressive. But the whole group of players is impressive. More coming on. it's going to be very interesting to see sort of the characteristics and how this Ryder Cup team forms in years going forward.
The cupboard is stocked for the Americans. There's no doubt about that one. This Thursday night on NFL Network, it's a battle between number one picks as Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars take on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Thursday Night Football, Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network. Still ahead, some great individual performances in this Ryder Cup that were historic in nature as the Americans capture the 2020 Ryder Cup. From Westwood One, this is the Ryder Cup Tonight. Welcome back to the Ryder Cup Tonight. The Americans victorious in the 43rd playing of the Ryder Cup matches, 27th victory all time for the USA in this competition. Time now for our Performer of the Week, sponsored by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Open a high-yield online savings account backed by over 150 years of financial experience with Marcus by Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. How about the veteran, the only guy on the American roster who was older than the average age of the Europeans? That would be Dustin Johnson in his fifth Ryder Cup appearance. Well, he saved maybe the best for this week at Whistling Straits. The only American to play all five matches. He goes 5-0-0, including a victory today in singles over Paul Casey that went to the 18th green. He is our Performer of the Week, becoming the first American since Larry Nelson all the way back in 1979 to have a perfect 5-0-0 week. And afterwards, well, you can imagine how happy Dustin Johnson was with the week behind him, and he spoke with Carl Paulson.
Dustin Johnson, an incredible Ryder Cup. You went 5-0, and it was just incredible this week. The crowds were incredible. Give me your thoughts as that Michelob Ultra gets opened here.
Yeah, I prefer something else, but it'll do. It'll do for now. Yeah, I mean, what an amazing week. You know, it was a lot of fun being with this group of guys. You know, it felt like we all came together. We got along great. We all really wanted to win. Captain Stricker did an unbelievable job, and he's, you know, I've been on a lot of teams with him. I know him very well, but he was a great leader. We had great vice captain. So, you know, as a whole, you know, we all came together and we really wanted to win.
Talk to us a little bit about these so-called rookies on this team and some of the new blood that has been brought in, because it's a really good sign for Ryder Cups to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, you know, calling them rookies, it's tough just because, you know, I feel like even though, you know, Colin's really young, but he's a really good player and he's, you know, played, obviously he's got two majors. He's played really good on big stages. So, yeah, it's his first Ryder Cup, but he's used to this. So, you know, and he didn't play like a rookie. You know, he was my partner for, what, three matches, and, you know, we played pretty well together. And so, you know, hopefully me and him will be playing together for a lot longer.
Congratulations. Go get that whatever else it is that you're looking for.
Thank you.
So the celebration already on for Dustin Johnson in victory and his best Ryder Cup performance ever. And then obviously the other side of the coin is the European side. Rory McIlroy went out first in singles for a third straight Ryder Cup. He put the first point of the day on the board, but it was always going to be a steep mountain to climb. And afterwards, when he caught up with NBC's Jimmy Roberts, the emotions were flowing.
Rory, I'm sure it's a day of mixed emotions for you. Can you put into words your feelings about this week?
Yeah, incredibly proud to be a part of this team, to be a teammate of all these guys, the captain, the vice captains. We've had a great time. You know, it looks like it's not going to pan out the way we want on the golf course. You know, I've been extremely disappointed that I haven't contributed more for the team. I'm glad I got a point on the board today for them, but it's been a tough week. And the more and more I play in this event, I realize that it's the best event in golf, bar none. And I love being a part of it. I can't wait to be a part of many more. Yeah, it's the best.
Just a moment ago, you said that you hope that little boys and girls who are watching aspire watching this event to be members of a Ryder Cup team or a Solheim Cup team. Is that something that's in your mind as you play this game?
Yeah, it's, I don't think there's any greater privilege to be a part of one of these teams, European or American. It's an absolute privilege. I've gotten to do this six times. They've always been my greatest experiences in my career. I have never really cried. I got emotional over what I've done as an individual, but this team and what it feels like to be a part of, to see Sergio break records, to see John Rahm come into his own this week, you know, to see one of my best friends, Shane Lowry, but, you know, make his Ryder Cup debut. All that is just, it's phenomenal, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. I'm, you know, as I said, I'm disappointed that I didn't contribute more this week, but, you know, in 2 years' time, we'll go again, and, you know, we'll give it another go again.
Mark Carnevale, no doubt disappointment for the Europeans, but the Americans didn't win this on European soil. They haven't done that since the mid-1990s. They'll gather again in Italy in 2 years' time, and the Europeans are going to have to regroup.
Well, my fellow brethren will be over there rooting the U.S. and Europeans on, but no, you're right. I think it's big, over 30 years it'll be almost 30 years since they've done that. That's important, but I think this win, without question, was huge. They won two of the last three. That's good. Get the trend moving the right way. But look, I mean, good players are coming up, not only in the U.S., but in Europe as well. It's going to be a challenge, but certainly it looks like the U.S. team is steered in the right direction now.
Carney, it sounded great all week. Thanks so much for your time and safe travels.
You got it, Will. Take care.
Trains appear to be further away and moving more slowly than they are. If the signals are on, the train is on its way. And remember one thing, stop. Trains can't. We'll wrap things up when we return, the Americans victorious in the 43rd Ryder Cup, and you're listening to the Ryder Cup tonight on Westwood One.
Matthew Fitzpatrick trying to bogey the 18th. All misses on the left. Let's see if there's a concession. There is. That's a one-up win for Daniel Berger over Matt Fitzpatrick. The United States, a record 19 points. They win the Ryder Cup 19-9. My goodness, what a performance.
Dominating performance in the 43rd Ryder Cup. Welcome back to the Ryder Cup tonight. Let's check the tournament stats sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists. We've mentioned a lot of them so far. Dustin Johnson, the first American to go 5-0 since Larry Nelson back in 1979. 8-4 in singles today means the Americans did not lose a single session in this Ryder Cup. It is the first time an American team has done that since 1975. And the matches we didn't mention in the highlights earlier today, we heard DJ winning over Paul Casey 1-up. Brooks Koepka beat Bernd Wiesberger 2-1. Ian Poulter won a sixth singles match. He's never lost in Ryder Cup singles in seven appearances. He beat Tony Finau 3-2. Justin Thomas beat Tyrrell Hatton 4-3. Lee Westwood wins at 48 years old over Harris English 1-up. Jordan Spieth and Tommy Fleetwood were tied. And you heard Daniel Berger closing out Matt Fitzpatrick in the final match 1-up. The Americans win the Ryder Cup, and they will contest it again in Italy in 2023 at Marco Simone Golf and Country Club. Congratulations to Captain Stricker and the Americans, winners of the 43rd Ryder Cup. We'd like to thank our crew, production supervisors Aaron Cummins and Brian Finkelstein, coordinating producer Mike Eby, and executive producer Howard Denaroff. Now for Mark Carnevale, I'm Will Haskett. Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to the Ryder Cup tonight on Westwood One.